when you need to know what's going on in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world. First, fast, accurate. Depend on News Radio 55, WGR, Buffalo.
An end to a lockdown at Williamsville South and an end of an era in Buffalo radio. I'm Tom Puckett. More on those stories after WGR News Radio 55. Weather on the 10s. Overnight clear and very cold. Low 10 near the lakes. Colder inland. It's 15 degrees in Buffalo. With the wind, it feels like zero. An arrest has been made in the threat of a Williamsville South High School student. 18-year-old Ian Bates has been charged with stealing the student's car and leaving a note threatening the student and his friends. The school was under lockdown all week. Bates will answer to charges of felony criminal mischief and unauthorized use of a vehicle on Monday. As the Southeast tries to recover from last week's ice storm, more nasty weather is headed its way. Meantime, President Clinton has approved a federal disaster declaration for 30 Georgia counties hit hard by last week's storm.
The declaration by President Clinton for the 30 counties makes available federal assistance on a cost-share basis, $75.25. To state and local units of government.
That's Mary Hudak with the Southeast Office of the Federal Emergency Management Agency in Atlanta. Not everyone will get up from the couch when the commercials are on during Sunday's Super Bowl game.
There'll be 17 dot-com companies in the Super Bowl game itself. These are companies paying $2-2.5 million for a spot. In many cases, that's more than the revenue they've generated last year, so they're having to go to investors and borrow money, and in many of those cases, the network is asking for them to pay up front to make sure that the bill gets paid. In exchange for that, they get 125 million viewers on Sunday, and they hope to repeat what happened to Monster.com last year, where after Monster's ad, they saw an increase in its website by 450%.
That's ABC's Aaron Brown. WGR News Time, 11:02. Kaleida Health has its first year results in on an ongoing initiative to reduce the cases of shaken baby syndrome in Western New York. WGR News Radio 55's Barbara Burns reports.
The goal of the initiative, which began in December of 1998, is to educate new parents about the dangers of shaken baby syndrome.
And it's been 14 months since the program began, and only one child born under the program has been identified as a victim of shaken baby syndrome.
Dr. Mark Diaz is chief of pediatric neurosurgery at Children's Hospital. Before the program, there were 7 or 8 cases in the Western New York area each year. Dr. Diaz says it's early, but he's cautiously optimistic that the trend will continue. Shaken baby syndrome occurs when infants are violently shaken out of frustration or rage or to stop a baby's crying. Barbara Burns, WGR News Radio 55.
If you use the thruway often, you'll likely pay more in tolls come summer. The State Thruway Authority has approved a 3% toll hike on June 1st to cover improvements. The previously unannounced plan was approved yesterday. The increases will depend on the construction cost index. That's an average of material and labor costs. Some good news, tolls at the short trip barriers around Buffalo and New York City would not go up because they are rounded to the nearest quarter. Well, it is the end of an era in Buffalo broadcasting history. This is the final newscast here on WGR News Radio 55, ending a 75-year-plus tradition. As you probably all know by now, on Monday, this station will become an all-sports format. At this point, I'd like to personally take an opportunity to thank the management and staff at WGR News Radio 55, particularly the program director, Jim Pastrick, News Director Ray Marks, as well as my fellow co-workers Melanie Pritchard, Jim Ranney, Jackie Dortch, Barbara Burns, Emily Story, Bill Wozniak, Ellen Maxwell, Deanna Kwiatkowski and Lisa Polizzi, Greg Bauk, Larry Hunter, Tom Bowerly, Clip Smith, and the late, great John Otto, and so many others, too many to mention, and I apologize for not mentioning you by name. To Melanie, Jim, and Barbara, I wish you all the best as you head to WBEN. I will be listening to you. Do me a favor, listen to these folks starting Monday on WBEN. And another thanks to you, the listeners, for your loyalty here over the past 2 years, whether I've been on overnight, whether I've been on afternoon drive in the evenings. And before I get too emotional, I do have two more pieces of business to take care of. The final newscast on WGR News Radio 55, brought to you by John Weil, attorney at law, a lawyer you can talk to. It's 11:05 on WGR News Radio 55, the final look at weather next.
Monday morning on Bowerly and the Bulldog. Complete Super Bowl coverage on field, off field. We'll talk with Marv Levy, Steve Tasker, and Jerry Sullivan. And keep an eye on those commercials for us. Bowerly and the Bulldog, WGR Sports Radio 55.
When you pay your bills each month, does it seem like every other one is from a different insurance company? Wouldn't it be great if you can handle all of your insurance needs through just one company and just one bill? Well, you can. The Southtowns Agency in East Aurora. The Southtowns Agency represents many companies, including CNA Personal Insurance. They pride themselves on both excellent service and customer loyalty. The Southtowns Agency has a wide variety of programs and policies that may be just right for you, including the USP portfolio from CNA Personal Insurance that can combine your homeowners, automobile, boat, RV, or even summer home, all on one policy. Call RJ or Joey today at 655-1510. They'll meet with you to find out exactly how much insurance you need. No pressure, no obligation, just the facts. The Southtowns Agency, serving Western New York for over 25 years at the same East Aurora location at the corner of Main and Grove, right across from the historic Roycroft campus. 655-1510.
11:06 on WGR News Radio 55. Here is the final look at the forecast from Buffalo's official weather station. Clear overnight, very cold, a low of 10 near the lakes, colder inland. Tomorrow, sunny, not as cold, high 30. Tomorrow night, clear early with increasing clouds by daybreak, low 15. And on Sunday, thickening clouds with a chance of snow in the afternoon, high 35. It is 15 degrees and clear in Buffalo with the wind. It feels like zero. When news broke out, we broke in. Thank you, Buffalo. The WGR News Department is now officially closed. I'm Tom.
If you're facing bankruptcy, the last thing you need is a lawyer who's going to confuse matters even more with technical legal talk and hidden fees. If you need help, just call 633-1320 for John Weil, attorney at law, a lawyer you can talk to. John Weil is ready to help those experiencing extreme financial difficulty, including low-income elderly Social Security recipients. If you're barely getting by from month to month and only paying the minimum balance on your credit cards, John Weil can help. You'll find John Weil is truly committed to the well-being of his clients. He returns all calls, and best of all, the legal fee is just $350 for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. John Weil handles the basic legal services under the bankruptcy code. Don't delay. If you need to take legal action to get your affairs back in order, pick up the phone and dial 633-1320. That's 633-1320 for John Weil, attorney at law, located at 5888 Main Street in Williamsville. Call 633-1320. That's 633-1320. John Weil, attorney at law, a lawyer you can talk to.
WGR 55.
This song drives me batty. I hate this song. I really get rid of it. Get rid of it. All right.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout.
Yeah.
Throw your head back and shout. Come on now. The Bills are making it happen now.
All right, look, we gotta get this right. We really do. See, now that's what we need, a little improv here. That's good. In fact, I know every word to that song. All right, almost every word. Okay, most of the words. All right, I can clap to the beat, okay? I've done that. All right, Tom, you with me, Tom?
I'm right here, Larry.
All right, look. It wasn't my fingers, okay?
It was not your fingers. I know that.
It was not my fingers. So, and I know there could be, you know, someone from Los Angeles just driving through the area because they wanted to get to someplace warm. Okay, no, someone from Atlanta, okay, driving through the area because they wanted to get to someplace warm tonight, and they missed the end of your newscast. And I know you want to have this for the future, so let's end it one more time and do it right.
11:06 on WGR News Radio 55.
Tom,
yes, Larry.
Tom, it's 11:09.
Okay, Larry.
Okay, Tom, look, we've had to put up with the time, and when it's, we've had this discussion before. Everybody's breaking up.
Larry, you know, you realize we have to do this all over again. This is take three now, Larry. You are aware that this is take three that we have to do.
I think this is the first time I've had everybody in the department cracking up here.
Well, you only have four people here, so that's not very difficult there, Larry.
All right. I mean, okay. if we're going to do it right, we got to get the time right because...
Okay. 11:10 on WGR News Radio 55. This is the final look at the forecast from Buffalo's official weather station. Overnight clear and very cold, low 10 near the lakes, colder inland. Tomorrow sunny, not as cold, high 30. Clear early tomorrow night with increasing clouds by daybreak, low 15, and on Sunday thickening clouds with a chance of snow in the afternoon, high 35. It's 15 degrees and clear in Buffalo. With the wind, it feels like zero. When news broke out, we broke in. Thank you, Buffalo. The WGR News Radio 55 News Department is now officially closed. I'm Tom Puckett, WGR News Radio 55.
Tom, you owe me $20.
$20 for what?
Well, you'll probably use that for an air check sometime, and I want, you know, a percentage of the profits you're going to make when you become famous.
You think that? You think this air check is going to make me famous? Highly unlikely, Larry.
Well, I'm not a psychic, and I've never played one on the radio, but, you know, years ago on WGR 55, when the newscast ended, you'd hear music. 29 years ago, when I worked at this radio station, this is the way it sounded.
That's Michael Jackson at 10:06 with Larry Hunter and Got to Be There. If you've got to be somewhere tonight, it might be advisable to leave a couple minutes early. Road conditions are not exactly the best in town. There are many icy spots. That rain today is frozen, that is on the streets. There's some snow falling, so drive very carefully, won't you? 19 degrees in Buffalo.
55 WGR. Does anybody remember great radio from Buffalo? That's the way it sounded 29 years ago.